Welcome back.
Yeah.
Special episode.
Very special episode. Let's do it.
Cut. Ready?
Special guest. All right, hang on. Let me just play that again. Yep.
That's it.
Okay.
That is the Blades.
No guessing. Yes. No guessing who we have on.
Cheers.
Cheers, everyone.
Cheers.
Thanks for having
cheers.
Back.
Cheers.
Very
can't
special
believe,
guest.
I can't believe we've got a repeat episode of the podcast, but it's happened.
Mate.
So,
Turbo's back.
When did we first interview Turbo? When was that?
2019?
Yeah, April last year. I came in, just did a chat, mainly about running and, races I did.
About this fresh run club you just started.
Yeah, running run club had been going for about just over a year, maybe just shy of 18 months. Yeah, it was pretty small. It was just me and a boom speaker, about five or six friends.
Yeah.
There was probably about 10 people on rotation, but we'd never really crack more than five or six each week. And, we'd just run around the park. Smash beers afterwards, go to the pub.
But you had music blaring the whole time as well.
Yeah.
Back when you had hair down to your nipples. And
yeah, long hair.
Wearing Speed Dealer Sunnies at night.
Speed Dealer Sunnies, bit of a shady looking character. Yeah, it was good. Those were good days. I still get the speaker out a little bit, from time to time.
Get the UE boom out.
Yeah, I started running really fast though, so I had to start stripping all the excess weight.
Like, can't carry that.
Speaker, can't carry that. It could cost me 20 seconds in my world record.
So Turbo's come a long way since.
Yeah, he's a very respectable character at the moment, right?
Very respectable.
Yeah.
No, he's not respectable.
I totally respectable. Like, hair's gone, stones are gone.
We've got like 10 people at Run Club now.
Hey, he's cracked 10 a few times.
Regularly hitting double digits at Run Club.
Shaved his head. That's been huge. That's like... it sounds probably dumb because there's like a lot of clubs that do that on a weekly basis for a long time, but I still like 1 week I turned up. So we do Wednesdays at the track now. That's been going for about 2 or 3 months. And one of the weeks I was like 5-10 minutes late, and I was like, oh damn it, it's gone back to like no one again. And then I see this big group. I'm like, holy crap, that is Turbo Runners. There was like 10 people just doing a warm up on their own. And then I was like, oh, hey, everyone. Because we're here for Turbo Runners. Sick.
So it's probably at this point, we'll mention we are talking about Will, who goes by the nickname Turbo.
Okay.
But he has Run Club Turbo Runners, and it's everything goes through Instagram. So it's at turbo.runners.
Yeah.
So dot being a full stop.
Yeah.
So go and follow that because that's what we're talking about tonight.
It's good quality.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
And so it's a super unique run club. A lot of run clubs these days are like either you have to pay and, you run and you take it quite seriously. There's training programs and, you run hard but then recover hard and then train sensibly.
Yeah, and then there's performance and all that shit and then there's coaching. And
the whole idea of actually picking an event 6 months away, building up to it and training sensibly, that's what most run clubs are about.
Because it makes sense.
Because we have our moments where it's like consistently – trained, but then there's also like random events that'll pop up that are like 50k's around the block and 100k ultras and stuff.
Guys, we're gonna run 50k this week, and then we're gonna get drunk afterwards.
That's one of the best things about it.
That's what Turbo Runners is. It doesn't take itself too seriously. It's
which is good.
Rock up, have some fun. Let's set a world record this week.
Yeah,
and do it again next week, but faster.
Yeah, that is true. We've so we're doing the track now and we're kind of making that like a consistent Wednesday thing to probably still stick with the loose sort of vibe, but I think at the moment there's a few of us that want to run a 5k PB, which I think that's all I talked about in the last podcast.
Yeah,
like scoops of pre-workout and 5k PBs, so kind of doing that. I've opted to go without the pre-workout at Run Club, but there's a few of the new people that have been rocking up and stuff that are seem pretty keen on that. And we have like an unofficial – he'd be like our official pace man now, Mr. Dave Sawkins. We call him Dave Parkour Sawkins.
Yeah.
He's been pacing people just like usually each week we might get one person that wants to run a 5K PB, so they're just jumping behind him, except for you actually. You're too fast. We found out at the TSV
weekend. We found out about that last week. He couldn't pace me.
he's like, man, I can't keep up with him. So he'd pace you for like 200 metres and then he'd wait for you to do like 3Ks and then he'd just get you on the leg back.
He did. Paced me real well for a few hundred metres.
Yeah, it was so good. We're laughing at that.
So I think the big thing about Turbo is when COVID hit, the pandemic and lockdown happened and we couldn't really exercise outside for as long as we wanted to. We certainly couldn't exercise in groups.
Mm.
All our running groups were shut down, all the races were cancelled, and all of that happened. That's when Turbo Runners blew up in a big way. Because
that was
the, tell them about Red Line Roulette.
Well,
I think it's such a good
idea.
For
whatever reason, I was like, I've got to get a roulette wheel. Or like the chalky wheel, you know, like one of those things where you spin and get the prize wheel. You get a spin and you get a prize. I'm going to get one. I'm going to put workouts on it. It's going to be sick. And I was like trying to explain it to – I was in the smoker room at work and I was like yelling it to Sanchez.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to get a chalky – like a prize wheel. I'm going to put workouts on it. And I was like, what? Man, this guy's weird. And so I Googled where to get one. Went to IKEA. Click and collect, obviously, because of COVID. And being very safe.
Did you sell it at IKEA?
Yeah.
Really?
So I got it, yeah. But that one, it had like 28 little it had heaps more prizes.
Those little notches.
So I plucked half of them out. Went to COVID Safe Office Works. Got COVID Safe paints. Everything was COVID Safe, guys. And then painted this wheel up. And yeah, the first week, like, so what was it? There's 12 things on there, I think. Yeah, I put like 5K TT, 10K TT, half marathon, like obviously the classic running distances.
Yeah. And then there was things like go for a run at night, go for a run on the beach.
Yeah,
like,
just some other fun ones.
Kind of unique ones.
And there was a couple of drinking ones. I think we had the Blade drinking game.
Yeah.
Not many people did except for me. And then there was a 3-day bender.
Yeah.
Which they spun up back to back.
Yeah. What a coincidence.
There wasn't that many submissions that week. I was like, oh, whatever. It's all part
and
of the
wheel. So Red Line Roulette was every Sunday arvo. You'd spin the wheel. Yeah,
it's still going. It's still going. Like, it's my favourite thing in run club.
It's so good. I just know that at about 6 p.m. every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
Turbo's going to show up on my Instagram. Probably 8 beers down.
Inebriated, or how you say it. Like, some weeks, but not, because we did Dry July. So there wasn't a few weeks there where I was real sober. And then I realised how much better I was sober. I'm not a raging alcoholic. It's a very accepting club. You can come along. We're not always drunk. We do other fun stuff. But anyway, so I did try. I'll touch on that real quick. We did Dry July as a club. Danny G, he raised like $2,500, I think, on his own.
Wow.
Oh, also, good. Doesn't mind a beer, that guy. And I think as a club, we got about 3,700 or something. So that was pretty
sweet.
Cool. Yeah. And there were some very sober Red Line Roulette wheel spins that month. Yeah,
but you'll go live on Instagram every Sunday to do it, and you were doing it during the peak of the pandemic, but you're still doing it now.
It's kind of like the
core thing that Turbo Runners does now.
Yeah,
spin the wheel.
That's my shtick. I think that's all I've got. I think it's that part of like connecting with the running community in like a different way, where that's my favorite part about it now, because I've made friends all over Australia. Even there's some international people now from TSP.
Like anyone can get involved.
There's different clubs that we follow each other now that
you get submissions.
Shout outs and
you get submissions every week for the Redline Roulette from like America, New Zealand.
Yeah, well, I just actually was chatting. I said I'd shout out to Ben down in Tassie, but just sent him a couple of and Jess and some Turbo shirts and hats and stuff. And they're really big on the Redline Roulette. Like they submit weekly for most things.
Yeah,
I don't think they were in the Bender or the Blade drinking game, but
it's not for everyone.
Not for everyone, those ones, but every now and then you got to have something a bit wild on there.
Yeah.
I think we did just recently chuck the beer bowl back on there. And,
yeah, I saw that. That's good.
Oh, and what I'm really pumped for is the Red Line Brewery fun day, whatever that means. It looks like a pretty fancy place, actually.
It's a nice place.
Today.
Yeah.
So a bunch of Turbo Runners rocking up, debating redlining beers, but... So funny.
So it was actually Mike that showed me.
Yeah, because I live near the brewery.
Oh, dude.
And I was like, how good's this?
So yeah. Mike brought it to our attention.
I wanted to try to get some beers.
Yeah, but it was shut.
Yeah, and then I checked online, which I probably should have done. It's closed on Tuesdays.
Right, okay.
It's a very simple thing.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not good at the
So we redline on Wednesdays.
It's going to be Wednesday.
Well, I'll happily redline there.
Yeah. We can redline there Wednesday to Sunday. No Monday, Tuesday. Recovery Monday, Tuesday.
So what, like, I just want to ask, why are you doing Turbo Runners? Like, what's
it for you? Why did you start? Like, I'm just like...
Yeah, well, going back to that, so at the start it was probably the new passion for running. And I've always been pretty, like, outgoing. And, you know, if I'm at pubs or festivals or whatever I'm doing, even work for the most part. Like, I love connecting and chatting to people, and I guess it was just another outlet. Like, now running's my new passion and stuff, and it's been good, like, to find people. Like, I kind of feed off the energy that people put back into the club. So if more people are getting involved, and that's sort of how it started. Like, yeah, a handful of people were turning up, and still, like, Simo, she was one of the first, one of my oldest friends. She came over on Sunday to spin the wheel. And she has, like, one of the OG Turbo shirts.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, she used to come down to Sydney Park and, like, run down there. So it's just, like, more people turning up. It's just great. And it's something that...
So, like, they're, to some degree, the club's feeding you and you're feeding
them. Yeah, and, like, just the guys in Tassie, like, they've been so responsive, you know? Like, and I think COVID's just made that as well. Like, when people are seeing other... Like, I'm actively, I guess, trying to engage with people with similar interests. So if they're, like, enjoying it, then I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do more. Like, yeah, I've got big plans for Red Line Roulette. I want to make a TV show with it. Like, Turbo Telly. Production, you know. Lasers,
lots of flames,
explosions. Like, so that's, I don't know, that's where it's I never expected it to, like, when I remember it was such a big deal when we were at Sydney Park when we got double digits, because that was kind of a running joke, like running joke. we finally got 10 people. It was just like, yes, like we did it, you know. Now it's, we're just getting, like, 11 and 12 people.
Yeah.
Like,
it's nothing,
But I even think one week we got 20. So that was a big,
really?
Yeah, that was recently, I think.
It's kind of cool how you're just attracting people from everywhere as well. Mm. I remember I had, because basically you'll reshare most things, if not everything, that people tag Turbo in. 100%. So it's a big reshare kind of vibe.
Yeah.
One, I saw you reshared a thing from one of my physio patients once.
Yeah.
And next time I saw him in the clinic, I was like, oh, like, I saw you on the Turbo Runners page. And, you know, how do you know Will? And he's like, oh, I don't. I got no idea. I just did the Red Line Roulette, and then they reshared it, and it was sick. So, like, this guy who has no connection to you, I just happen to know him. He just got involved in it completely randomly online, and that's the cool thing, is people are, whether you...
Honestly, it is weird. Like I was saying, like, I don't really know how I come up with that idea. Like, it was... I don't know. I guess COVID made everyone just do something a little bit loopy and... Well, not loopy, but... Whatever. Yeah,
it's just different. It's good.
Fun.
Yeah.
And, it's been great. I love my little wheel.
Love it.
It's gone everywhere. Like, I haven't missed a week.
Yeah.
But there's been a couple of times where I may have had too many beers or the phone died, which I think that's happened once or twice, where we've had to postpone it to, like, a Monday, but it's all part of the fun.
And so you got Redline Roulette, but also heaps of events.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
There's lots of events. I don't even know where to start in terms of events, but let's start with four letters.
Oh, UTMR.
UTMR. Yes.
The greatest, in my opinion, like, it could be the next second ultra on the world tour.
Yeah.
Like, tagging him in it, but I haven't bitten yet, but.
Yeah, it'll come.
It'll come.
What's UTMR?
Sort of training. I got into Ultra Trail Mount Fuji, so that was going to be my first 100 miler. And obviously, because of COVID, like, that got cancelled along with many other races. Mm. And that was going to be, that was one of the first, I think, that went, actually, because that was going to be in late April. So I was really bummed. Like, so
I remember even, like, 2 weeks before that event, you were still going to go and.
They whittled it down to, like, that we weren't allowed support crew, and there was going to be no expo, like, welcome ceremony. And, like, you guys went to UTMB, like, that would have been, did you go to UTMB?
Nah, no, you didn't. But that would have been epic.
You do the race, but part of it is.
That was the thing. Yeah, like, exactly. I could have been to Japan, I really, like, so.
It's a whole event, right? Whole festival. So that got cancelled. So
it did get cancelled, So I was carrying a lot of fitness. So I was feeling, like, hungry. I was like, man, I'm going to do something.
Got a red line 100K.
Yeah. Well, then Hocker posted up. They were doing the isolation running festival.
Mm.
And this is – so Friday I just realised that this was going down. It was happening that weekend. So the Friday, and I'm like, they got 100K. I'm going to do it. Like, I'm feeling good. I'm ready. And part of their thing, though, was you couldn't run it in one go. It had to be the ISO 100K slam. So you had to do, like, a, I think it was like a 10K, a 21,
Mm.
Or the 5, 10, 21, and then run the 64 on the Sunday.
Yeah.
Right.
And run them all at their specific start times. And I'm like, no, I'm not going
to do that.
Yeah.
I love you, Hocker. Best shoes on the planet. Shameless. I don't get nothing for this, but I love them. and then I messaged one of our friends in the run club, James. He's pretty handy on the computer. I'm like, hey, man, can you make me a bib? And he's like, for what? I'm like, for Ultra Trail Mountain Randwick. He's like, what's that? So they do Ultra in Randwick around my house and send him the map, send him all this stuff. And he come back with this sick bib design, printed it off Friday, laminated it at work.
What was your number, race number?
69.
Of course.
It has a little flag on it, Australia flag.
Yes. Ultra
Trail Mountain Randwick. I mean, it was the best. So I printed that off, had it exact spec size as it was meant to be, pinned it on my leg. And Rocky, my girlfriend, she's like run a few half marathons, but never been like, you know, doesn't really know what ultras and things are. So I'm like, all right, so you're going to crew me, right? So I set up this aid station in the car space, and it's just like a camp chair with a coffee table, like a side table, and that bag of tailwinds, a couple of bananas. And it was like, I didn't realize how low I was on tailwind. So I'm like, all right, by about 12 o'clock, can you run up to run a shop around? We can just get me some tailwind. And so it was crazy. So it was two loops that went around my house in Randwick that I ran. That was 1.2Ks for the first one, and then you just sort of tack straight onto the second loop, and you just do them continuously because they kind of run into each other.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So the total distance for two was 3.7, I think. So I did
with a
all
big,
up about 30 loops.
With a big hill in the middle.
Yeah, so I got 2,500 elevation gain for it, which I was.
That's pretty. Charged. That's good.
Yeah, it's good amount.
Yeah.
We're talking like suburbia, like streets of Sydney.
Like, for people that don't know, Randwick is a suburb of Sydney.
Yeah.
Which is just your stock standard suburb.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's like, I don't know, classic eastern suburbs, kind of. Not as. Yeah, it's. I don't know. They've all got their own different vibe. I love Randwick.
Yeah, it's good.
Cool. Settle there, 100%.
Yeah,
it's a good spot.
So, but not a trail in sight. We're talking
just
the football.
No. Actually, no. Hang on. No, there kind of is because the course that I picked, being the race director, like there's a few little like steep. There's a steep down when you come up past the Woolies, and then there's a hard left, and then if you don't know where you're going because it's unmarked. You've got to kind of run between two houses and then down an alleyway, and there's stairs as well, so it's kind of like UTA.
Sort of, yeah.
So it's pretty hectic. A couple of the guys from Run Club did it. They did the marathon and they were like, no way am I doing the full 100. Like,
so this is a 3.7K loop on the side of a hill, and you did 30-odd laps to create a 100K run. So
I really worked out, because the only reason I know that is only one segment, and that's up Allison Road, which I'm ahead of you by one person, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
I'm so proud about that. Every time I get ahead of him on a segment, I always screenshot it and send it to him.
Yeah.
Don't tell him where it is. Nah. I think it was like 28 or I mean, do the plus. What's 3.7 times? It'd be like 28, maybe, something like that.
Yeah.
30.
Fuck.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was tough. It was a big day. It was great, though, because I had, like, Sanchez come out and run with us, and Sally was out there. Like, she came out for a good chunk. Like, she pushed me for a good part of it, got me over the finish.
It's pretty cool how you – and that's all that community aspect
as well.
It's like you've got this – run club that's just been this ever-evolving thing, and then you're like, hey, I'm going to do something really stupid all day, and then you get like a handful of people come along and help you out.
Yeah,
like, such a community vibe.
Because of posting stuff, I tried to, I kind of gave up towards the end, but I was trying to give updates, and at the end when I posted like the finish, it was like 50 or 60, like I was like, oh, and I was like, yeah, it was too cooked, like I couldn't even like open them all. I was like, that's nuts. It's like the bigger than any race I'd ever done, and it was just
so good.
Awesome.
There's a lot to be said about that though too, like, so yeah, the red line and all that thing's been good, but just personally, like, looking back, all my favorite races I think have not been actual races, COVID's been weird like that, because I've done like a half marathon PBs with Paddy. He paced me.
Was it around the bay?
We did two, right? On the bike. He was on the bike.
So one of them was around the bay run on the bike.
Which is funny, because that was when there was all the bushfires and smoke everywhere. So it was like, that was a weird time to be doing that too, because it was kind of like smoky on the horizon and everything. But
then the other half marathon world record that you set was, we did laps around an oval.
So like Sydney Park.
Did 400 meter track.
50 laps or something like that.
Sydney Park.
And that was at like 4 a.m.
Yeah, because we had to do it before you got to work. I started at like 7 and you were at like 6.
Yeah.
And I remember like 3 or 4 Ks in, I'm like, oh, no, I can't do it. And you're like, you got me out of bed for like this. Yeah. And I'm like, you're going to tap out. I'm like,
that's good motivation.
We agreed to get, oh, so I'll get to 10 Ks and see how I feel.
I think wake up at 4 a.m. for you to drop out 3 Ks in.
I made it though. I've got the PB.
You could get a world record.
Yeah, I was happy about
personal
that.
Best equals a world record. Same thing.
Yeah. That's
my. I mean, UTMR, so the 100K, you actually got the course record.
I do for that too, yeah. So not only world record, half marathon world record. No, UTMR. I for the longest time, I always thought it'd be super badass to run a 100K under 12 hours.
Yeah.
And that's going back to when I did UTA 50. Had I done that? I think I had.
Yeah,
I had. And I remember that race, like I did, my goal was like to do that in 6 hours. And I got like 6:07 or something like that. And I was sort of thinking, I remember Jess Carroll, I vaguely just spoke to her about her like goal, like in Pace Athletic, about running. She was doing the 100, and I was like, "Oh, what's your like? You got a bit of a goal target or something?" And she's like, "Yeah, just sub 12 for the 100." I was like, "What? Like, I'm trying to do sub 6 for the 50. Like, this is nuts." So that kind of stuck with me. Then she smashed it. I think she got second female and ran like 11:20 or something like that. And so that I was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna do that one day." You know, I wanted to aspire to doing that, and I felt like I was getting fit enough to do it, and that was going to be one of the goals down the track if everything didn't sort of all the races everything get cancelled.
So what was your time at UTMR?
11:45.
Yeah, cool.
So
that
good.
That was the race time. Like, my moving was like 11:17 or something. So
yeah,
for the most part kept on my feet, but I think around 42 Ks I had like a bit of a 5 minute break, had some sandwiches, and then I did the same around 50 something. But then after then I was
kept going
because I had like 10 minute window to not blow up too much. I was like, 80 Ks and I'm like, just don't stop.
Yeah.
Just, kept going and 11:45.
Tell us more about that. What actually goes through your head 80 K in?
Yeah.
Because all you're doing, right? Yeah. So we know, like, fuck, I've been 80 K into a race. But we're talking 80 K into 100 K race, but it's you're running past your house.
Every time.
Every 15 minutes you run past your house and you're like, I could quit. So what goes through your head?
The only time I really kind of wanted to quit, this will sound weird, but I was like, oh, I know there's probably a few times, but to be fair, there was a major one. I was like, 50 Ks ain't bad. Maybe I'll just stop at 50.
Yeah.
It's a good 50 time because it's a big race on the number. And then that's around the time Sally rocked up. So I was like, no, I'll keep going. She's here now. I'll do some more Ks. And it was too early to start drinking anyway. Like, I don't even think the bottle shops were open. So I was like, all right, I'll just get going for another 20 Ks and at least it'll be like 2 o'clock or something. And then I meant that like kind of loosely, but once you've done 70 Ks, 30 Ks just didn't seem too far. And honestly, I was just feeling really strong at the time. My legs were, it hurt. Obviously it hurt, but, and then, like a lot of the longer races, I was having a good day because I knew I was fit.
Yeah.
I've been running some good times and things in other eight, whatever time trials, whatever you want to call them. So I knew I kind of had that last bit in me, which was cool. And then just having, I guess, that extra support, like Rocky and, Sally Sanchez, Alex dropped by.
Mm. Yeah.
That kind of helps a lot when you kind of – then one of the main – when Alex built with the juice, I was sitting on the wall with him, like – I was like, come to life with that. And
yeah.
There was it's like funny how cans that, of Coke. Mm. Like managing your nutrition is so, like I had this thing, right? I took a lot from that race and that was, because it is a weird loop, like you have like the big uphill, then you've got a flat and a good downhill.
Mm.
I learned how to, I guess, manage my efforts. Like you just sort of, don't look at your watch, just chug up the uphills. Just keep kind of chugging and then you get to the flats and naturally you're just going to run a bit quicker and then use the downhill as a bit of a chance to kind of use gravity, I guess.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's just you just become a bit of a robot on a loop course too.
You really do, hey?
Yeah, you just go. Yeah.
you kind of have to switch your head off, don't you?
Yeah.
Every time you run past, I would just go, oh, I could stop, I could stop.
3.7 Ks is not stop, I could stop. Like you start doing the maths too, you're like, oh, that's only 4 more goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're also knowing you've got that aid station every few Ks.
Yeah.
So I just carried my hand model the whole time.
Yeah.
And I had some Revy strips in the side packet, so I was pumping a fair bit of caffeine.
Yeah.
And for the most part for that race, I'd just alternate between like one soft bottle of Tailwind on one loop, then I'll come back and do water, then the next one I'll do Tailwind, and the next one I'll do water, and I just did that like a like a robot. And then every now and then cans of Coke or something, you know.
So pretty soon you're holding another event, the UTMR 50.
Yeah, there was going to be another 100, but COVID's definitely hit, and I'm just
not
feeling it.
Okay. It's funny how you're like,
not even the 50. Like, the 50's plenty. Yeah, the 100's,
I was going
to
say,
100 would be good. It'd be good to bring it back one day.
He'll come back.
Yeah. I've got 100 planned for next year in Blue Mountains.
Lower
Blue Mountains.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got plans for in November.
Oh, well, then we'll get one in November, and then I'll probably go like April.
Yeah. Nice. You got it. It's funny how 100K sounds too fast. So you're like, ah, we'll just do 50. But it's still 50K.
I can't wait to get back into some good shape and do another 100. Yeah. I guess a lot of people, like 100Ks, you do one of those, like your body's going to take a while to recover, I think. Yeah. Like, unless you, I don't know, someone that...
Paddy.
Yeah, Paddy. You're banging out some pretty...
Yeah. My body's...
17:30, 5K after like 60Ks in your legs.
Well, speaking of, so...
Yes, we touched on TSP.
So TSP, all right, how do we even... So the Speed Project, right? The Speed Project is an event that runs every year in America. It's very underground. So there's no website, there's no entry, like people, it's very secretive. It's kind of like the Barclay Marathons. You kind of got to know how to get in, or you got to know someone. It's very underground. So it's an event every year in America from the Santa Monica Pier in LA to Las Vegas. And it's several hundred kilometers. I don't know the exact distance.
I don't think it's seven.
Several hundred.
Is it?
Yeah. I don't know. It's a long way anyway. So it's
pretty fucking far.
Yeah. There's teams of six, so four guys and two girls. But there's basically no rules. You just start, and then you got to get to Las Vegas, and there's no route. You just plan your own way. You just got to get there.
As fast as you can.
And it's a relay, and so one person is running at a time, and the other five are resting. And basically you hire an RV van, and you just kind of leapfrog your runners, and you kind of crew them all the way in. So the Speed Project goes ahead every year, but obviously this year it got cancelled. So what they did is this year they decentralized it, which is the term they used for cancelling it, and went virtual. Yeah. So the way they did well.
I think they did well. I think
because it's the only virtual race that I've actually entered and paid for this year.
Yeah, I was really what are we doing? Because I was in charge, I think, of registering the team, and we missed the cutoff to get the actual pack by, I want to say at least a week, but I'm not sure it was a couple of days. But so we didn't even get like the welcome pack, or we got the digital one. And I was like, no.
So what they did is they organized an event, and the fastest time that anyone's done the Speed Project is 31 hours, 15 minutes. So the virtual event became your team is going to run for 31 hours and 15 minutes, and the goal is to accumulate as much distance as you can. So the team who runs the furthest in that amount of time wins, and it's the same relay format, so four guys, two girls, if that's the format that you choose.
What were the other ones? It was freestyle.
Well, there's basically
you can, women, so all you can, team, all men's team.
Yeah, so you can do the OG format, which is what we did, or basically choose your own and call it a freestyle team.
Yeah.
So we did that. That was what, 2 weeks ago? A week and a half ago.
A week and a half ago,
yeah.
So basically.
I'm still just coming down for it.
I'm so am I. So because of time zones in Sydney and Australia, because all teams all ran at the same time throughout the world. So Sydney. Ended up starting at 9 p.m. On a Friday, and then finished at 4:15 in the morning on a Monday. Yeah. So absolutely cooked. The timing was brutal.
Two nights.
Right.
But that's what we did. So me and Turbo and four others did that.
The crew.
It's pretty hell of a time.
Yeah, I was talking to Sally about it when I was training her, and she was just like, she was organizing all the logistics and stuff, and then it was supposed to be Sunny Park, and then that didn't go ahead, and then it was supposed to be
The track. Yeah, Bankstown Athletics.
And that suddenly didn't go ahead. And you guys are up in Man?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where Ollie lives. He's one of the guys in our team. Ollie and Iria, like they live out that way.
Yeah.
And, they kind of were in chatting with Sally because she was, pretty much the brains behind a lot of our operation, which was great. And it just worked out really good because we had Manly Beach, we had the promenade, so we were running along there at night.
Oh, I just cracked another
beer. You can't hear it.
So we'd run along like Manly Beach, like promenade at night. So we started there, 9 p.m. on the Saturday.
Mm.
And, I was the first runner to go.
You were?
Much like I always do. I always went out. That was my fastest rep.
Was it?
I was pretty happy about that.
So we did, basically, you could choose however you wanted to run. So if we wanted, we could have done 100-meter reps. For 31 hours.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's what Tracksmith did, 200-meter reps.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
200-meter reps.
I can't confirm if it was for the whole
time,
but they were miles in front of a lot of other teams.
So that's the thing. You can break it down however you want. Or you could do, you could do 10-kilometer repeats, however you want. We settled on a bit of a happy medium in our – so we had a team of six that was divided into, like, two groups of three.
Yeah.
So one group of three would do all the running for about 4 hours. And then we would get to rest while the other group of three did all the running for about 4 hours. We kind of rotated that way. So our group of three was me, Turbo, and
what was it called? The speed group?
The speed group.
I like that because in my head I'm the fastest human alive. I felt really privileged to be in the speed group. It's also quite defeating when you got like two guys just busting out.
When you were just the slowest person in the speed group.
I was like, I'm doing so good, guys. Come on, woo, go tell our runners.
So we did 3K reps, basically 3K red lines as fast as you can on repeat for 4 hours, which is...
That's pretty fast.
Like...
It was tough. It was great. Like...
It was hard work.
It was hard, man. Like, it was really hard. But, I never once was... It was quite daunting, I think, because the first night I was like, man... Because you knew you're going to have that 4 hour break.
And yeah.
That was the hardest part, like splitting shifts.
Yeah.
But it was also the smartest... strategy.
Yeah, because you need to rest, but if you just all six of you rotate, then you don't get enough.
You don't get enough, and you're not going to get, I think, the intensity.
Yeah, because
you're going to, at some point, people are going to bonk, and then you're just going to be screwed because you'll be down to like two or three runners.
So for us, because it started at 9 p.m., so we went through one full night of sleep and then the next full day, but then it finished at 4 a.m. on the third day. So we actually really didn't get two nights of sleep.
No.
And so the reason we broke it down into those 4 hour stints is. Like, I think there are probably two occasions where I got about 90 minutes.
You were great at Power Apps.
Yeah.
You missed the we got to go live with the official Zoom call with the official.
Oh, yeah.
I forget the guy's name. I know there's Nils. And, do you know that guy?
No idea.
We're the officials, yeah.
One of the officials. And that was pretty cool because quite a few of us were up.
Because I'm assuming everybody else was... like pretty quiet because it was
running or asleep.
Well, Tanya and Sally and Ollie, it was their shift on the running. And I was just about to go put my head down and I checked my emails and they were like, oh, hey, can we do a Zoom call? And I was like, yeah. So then I was like, then I got really awake again. And I was like, well, I'm not going to sleep at all now. This is great.
Yeah, and I was just like, so, I'm right here.
And then like did the Zoom call and everyone got to get in the background and do a bit of a wave and stuff, which was really cool. But
sweet.
Then it was like 2 hours till we were back on again. And we were in the middle, like we were moving camp too. So I was like, this is going to be a long, but we only had, I think, 3 hours in front of us for the next stint. Yeah, it was sick, man. It was good.
It was super.
Probably up there with the next to UTMR.
Yeah.
Probably the funnest thing, I think, Turbo Runners is.
It's just definitely super, been super unique. Like at no other time do you redline 3K repeats for 31 hours. And like we fucking destroyed ourselves. But
you wouldn't even think of it.
No, you'd never do it because it's complete stupid.
Yeah, you're like,
They're good at, like, their ideas and what they do. I think in the running community, like, I think people are thinking outside of the box with wherever you're, whatever you're doing. But they've got, what they've got, like, LA to Vegas, you can't recreate that just because of what Vegas is, you know. But, I mean, what they did to get everyone together as a community was just, they did it.
Well, you can do it, like, run to the Star Casino and...
run to the casino.
Yeah.
I don't think they appreciate us turning up.
Run to Red Line Brewery, you know. Yeah. It could be kind of the Red Line Project. Just go to the trash joint. Whee!
I remember having a moment where I looked around and there's obviously us six runners all wearing our Turbo shirts and our Turbo hats.
Mm.
But then there's also like another like 8 or 10 support crew people there and all wearing Turbo kit.
Yeah,
and
it was this
moment where I sat there and I looked around and I was like, fuck, Turbo must be pretty stoked with what
it was just
kind of created. Like it was a pretty sweet moment, hey.
The whole thing, like it's been, like I said, it's been a weird yeah, not just the recovery, but just sort of coming down from that, you know, it's like the post-festival blues and you're just kind of like, oh man, like,
it didn't even do that many drugs.
Yeah, what?
should have done more.
Yeah, I know. It's, it was just, yeah, it's kind of like, what next? And as far as I know, that these guys are doing the same thing again next year, and, you know, I'm sure it won't be the same experience, but I'm sure we'll try and make it similar.
Do something different, yeah.
Do something different, yeah. Like, King's Cross, they had the right idea. Like, they tried to, I think, recreate it as much as they could. They ran ran down a fire trail somewhere.
They went to country New South Wales and actually did a point-to-point.
Oh, hectic.
Yeah. And they had hired the van, did all that as
well. They did it all, yeah. That was, I was like, yeah. Definitely they're really rich. Cool at doing that shit.
I think
they are really, they're a good club.
Mm.
So in the name of, like, doing different things during COVID and being a bit more creative and setting up your own events, I think one thing that's in the pipeline, maybe thanks to Wendy, is doing one of those last one standing events.
Yeah, Viva Lost Turbo.
Yeah.
Sorry, the name.
Viva Lost
Turbo. Thank you.
Just,
you know, explain that.
Well, Loss, LOS, is last one standing.
Yeah.
So, Viva Lost Turbo!
So hopefully we'll do that. One of those ones where you run a 6K loop on the hour every hour until you die.
I'll come on crew.
Well, like, I don't know how you go, because I know there's a couple. Like, I only wanted to do one if we can make it a golden ticket event. So if we actually looked into how to make registering that to get a gold, if whoever the winner is gets a golden ticket.
What do you mean golden ticket?
To Big Dog's Backyard.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
That's Mr. What's his name? Barkley himself. The guy.
Yeah.
Laz Lazarus.
You'd go over there and, hey man, I've seen your doggo on Netflix. You're really cool.
Let me see. And he'd be like, hey man, I've seen your doggo.
Yeah. He's like, where's my tie or whatever. You know, he's like, ask for socks or shirts. That's what I mean. There's so many people doing stuff that's just not your generic 42.
Yeah, but it's, you know? So many people that jump on that because it's different and because it's something you're like, fuck, everybody's like running a marathon. You're like, yeah, whatever.
That's why turbos thrived, I reckon.
Yeah.
Like, turbo runners in this.
I'm telling you, it's, you know, we're going for 25 people next.
25 people run by.
There's a new lads.
Every Wednesday. Quarter century.
Wednesday at AS Marks.
Mm. Yeah.
So that's what time? Wednesday morning?
Wednesday night. Yeah.
Wednesday night.
Imagine that. It'd be like 50 people turn up at 6:30 a.m. on Wednesday. All wearing turbo kit.
Wrong time of day.
Nah. 6:30 p.m. Wednesdays. Turbo State, actually. That's the Wednesday.
Where did Turbo State come from?
I don't know, because I've been... Well, this might move into the... little merch, because I make all the merch myself. That's another little hobby that has definitely helped the club grow.
Oh, mate.
Just getting brand and stuff.
Yeah.
So much kit.
It's like, growing up, like, my mum has always had like a bit of a side business doing embroidery and sewing and things like that. So I've always, you know, my brother knows, we did a lot of ski seasons back in the day. So my brother is just a weapon at like crocheting beanies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not the same as making turbo shirts, but we've always kind of had a bit of a link to, I guess, fabrics and clothes somewhat. And I don't know how we acquired a VersaWorks Roland printer, which is how this does the vinyl cutting and everything. And one day, it was August last year actually, I made my first turbo singlet. I bought a grey Nike 365 singlet from Bondi Junction, and then I went home and I was like, turbo runners. On the, what's it called, Adobe Illustrator.
Yeah.
It's like a generic one. And I just found the font. It looked like a varsity, kind of like a college font.
Yeah.
And printed it up. And it sort of started there. And I was just running around in that singlet. And then I think I made you guys some.
Yeah.
Yeah. For Alex. And
I think I got one of the singlets from that second ever print you did. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I was just like more and more into it. And people started asking for singlets and hats. And sure, I started embroidering beanies on the embroidery machines now. They're coming out sick, but it's coming into summer, so it's funny because
overseas.
I was like, man, I go to my brother, like, those beanies look sick. I'm going to order like 40 of them and print them up. He's like, man, it's like, and like the day they turned up, it was like 30 degrees. And my brother's like, oh, those beanies going. Like, shut up, it's going to be cold this weekend.
So you've got to set up an online shop or
something. Yeah, mate.
Oh, working on that. That's also, in the works. But yeah, all the merch stuff, that's like, I'm really proud of that. Like, even whether that, like, that's not really, I don't think, like, obviously I'd like to kick that off into a little merch store or something, but I can't see it being bigger than what it is, just sort of catering for people that want to be a part of the club.
Yeah.
Am I working at Turbo to our shirts?
Do some that's running shit.
Yeah. So there's a T and R in it.
It'll just, but you know, I'll like mess with it a little bit and call it like that's turbo or something. Same, like, I'm going to be sending something. I went on another podcast with the Money Chats guys. There's a Pete and Nathan down in Melbourne. And yeah, I mean, I think I've been saying them like for ages. I'm going to send them shirts, but yeah, I'm going to, I think I'll mess with that one a little bit too.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Still waiting for the the spring edition, the See You Next Turbo.
Yeah, there's a couple of
oh, yes.
Yeah, the See
You
Next
Turbo. If there's a See You Next Turbo shirt, I want it.
Yeah. We're just hyping it to See You NT.
Yeah.
Yes, you just burped.
I think that'll come with the website. One of the new runners, actually, Jacob. He's joined our club in the last couple of weeks. He's really enjoyed it.
On that note, to join the club, you just
rock up.
You can just turn up or just do one of the Redline roulette runs and tag him on
your
stories.
We're kind of throwing ideas around at the moment to sort of create like a membership, so people just have to feel like they've got like an official like entry. Just turn up.
Just turn up.
I'm not going to give anyone a date when this website could be done and how technical, like, you know, how good it's going to be, but.
But it's there'll be something, and it can go anywhere, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think that's a great idea, like, to have a membership and maybe you get like a welcome hat or something like that, because these are really easy to make and I think they look quite cool.
Maybe like a summer beanie.
Yeah, you get the summer edition beanie where it's cutting the ears out. Turbo heat. Bring the fire.
Bring the singlets back in winter or something.
Get your winter singo.
Winter singo.
It's just like wool lined. Like where no arms still like.
Flannelette singlet. Turbo flannelettes.
It really messes people with his merch. I can make it all, so
do it.
But there's things, I think it's just with progression, like, because there is getting more and more people like coming to the club and stuff, but I think that's a big one that I'm keen to get. Like, I'm not really too big on Facebook or anything. If anyone is interested, I just do everything off Instagram. I think the website would be a nice little touch. I think that'd be cool. I think one of the main reasons is because I've got a few events. That's one of my favorite things I've been really enjoying, is like, you know, just the small kind of, you know, fun stuff that I come up with some pretty wacky ideas. And the UTMR one's one I really like.
So you're going to like people come and run that. But 15, 20 people doing UTMR, 50?
Yeah. Like most of the limits are all at 20 at the moment. And, you know, if it gets to 20, then that's great. And if people are more keen, then I could just, I don't know, let me see out or whatever. I could
2 days.
Another one. I've just made a bit of a friend actually from TSB, the guy from Unsanctioned Running, and there's that cleanup run. I think I posted on Instagram.
Yeah, so tell us about that. What's that?
So that's a run that we're going to – his whole thing, right, is he does like a clothing brand, running apparel, and it's like they're big on reusing or recycle. A lot of their singlets are made 100% recycled plastics and bottles. And he just seemed like a great guy. He kind of sent us a bit of a design like for the Turbo Art Contest, which is another thing in the works. So much stuff. But and we just got chatting about – I guess life and running and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, hey, man, like, you seem like a pretty cool dude. Do you want to collaborate with something? Or I don't know. And he did like a little turbo, unsanctioned kind of turbo runner's design.
Yeah.
And I said, well, maybe I'll do a cleanup run because you're big on recycling. Maybe I love running. Maybe we could use this design and put it on some old shirts instead of buying new shirts.
Yeah.
So if you say you got your old running room one, if it slap this Turbo Runners unsanctioned design on it, straight over it.
I like how it calls it your old running room shirt now.
It's already an old shirt.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess whatever you're wearing, come here.
Yeah. I'm not wearing anything. Doesn't matter. It's a tattoo now.
Yeah. And
so you can do a cleanup run. So
a cleanup run. But the basis of the event is the actual cleanup part. And then if people want to get a different design and upgrade an old shirt, like recycle something maybe, and that's kind of to go with it. And we're going to run from La Perouse to Bondi, which is roughly 20 maybe a bit longer, 22 or something, and just pick up whatever rubbish we can. It's pretty scenic. It'll be pretty busy, I think, that weekend, so it's a bit more of a social walk jog.
Yeah, sweet.
Estimating maybe a 4 hours or something like that.
Yeah, sweet. Yeah. When's that?
So that's October 3rd, Saturday, October 3rd at 7:30. I've already had a few of the King's Cross Track Club guys respond because that's unlimited to 20. So obviously you respond to us through the DMs on Instagram because that's basically how I communicate with everyone, and I'll whack you on a little list. And then, yeah, and I would have printed off all these designs, and if you want to get a shirt done, I can press it for you to get your, get your new Turbo Run Club unsanctioned design.
Sweet.
Yeah, I thought it was a really cool collaboration. We don't, most of our events usually revolve around running a PB and sculling beers, but I just thought this guy was, I didn't really ask, he just sent me this design and blah, 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 and we got sort of chatting, you know, this might be something cool for a change, and I mean, there's no doubt in my mind we'll probably find a pub afterwards and go back to redlining.
Redline a few skewies.
Yeah, it's like, it's, I'm pumped on it.
And it's just another, like, different option to do. Like, again, it's different. You're not just training for half marathon. You're not doing marathon. Like, yeah, there's these fun speed project relays or, like, UTMR 50, but this clean-up run as well, it's just something... Like, yeah, I fucking love running. I kind of like the environment and combining them both.
Like, you kind of like the environment?
Yeah. Like, who doesn't? I mean,
you love the environment.
I try and do my bit.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
like, if you can run and do a good thing, that's most people thing. Say it's that.
Like, definitely for us as runners to combine running with doing a good thing. Yeah. Like, it doesn't get better than that.
I call it plogging.
Plogging?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It? That's what you call
What's plogging?
Plogging. What country is it from?
Oh, isn't that where you run and pick up rubbish?
Yeah, it's where you like, literally go for a run to pick rubbish up. Like, you go with a plastic bag and pick rubbish up.
Yeah.
It's somewhere in Europe.
Maybe we can contact...
Yeah, well, that's what his brand is based out of.
Plogging, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's European.
Could be Dutch.
Maybe we can, yeah, sounds Dutch. Really.
You're Dutch, you should be all over.
We're very environmental friendly. We don't do rubbish.
What are you guys into, like... 420 pace. You know?
Yeah, but we smoke too much weed, so you know.
He did tell me to bring that up.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we should contact Lindsay from Naked and go create a plogging vest. A
plogging vest? Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Like a plogging vest at the back.
Is it going to be like a winter summer one, though?
Yeah, well, as well, yeah. But the potential sleeves, of course.
Double insulated. Like. So I'm going to be wearing my beanie. I don't want to get too cold. Lots happening, but yeah, but like, so that website will be also, so you can RSVP to events like that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's a
sweet.
So you can redline responsibly.
Yeah, and just start to make things. It's just progression. I'm enjoying the way everything's going, and I guess if people keep turning up, I'll keep trying to feed more back into it and
quit your day job and
see where it goes. Oh, I'm doing a coaching course too.
Oh, sweet.
I'm trying to. There's one athletics level one. Yeah, there's a course coming up.
It's good fun.
I'm going to chase it up. So that's exciting.
So you can be a coach
turbo. More a run leader and kind of, I enjoy different track workouts and things. I think it'd be nice to get it something behind me, I guess.
Just lets you get insured. Basically.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, I think that's
and register with ANSW.
Literally responsible redlining.
Yeah.
Yeah, if that's such a thing.
I don't know how that time's going to fit, but we're going to have to try and see how it goes.
My coach is drunk.
It's a beer mile, you idiot. Give me 400.
Oh, dear. Fuck. Oh, gee, that took it out of me.
Anything else on the list?
What else you got, Turbo?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I could
get Turbo prepared a list.
I've made some notes. We've talked about them all.
I've just come in completely unprepared and naked.
Naked?
Yeah, I'm not wearing anything.
Lovely.
Yeah, I think we've touched on a lot of things. Everything we kind of wanted to. I don't want to drag it on too much. You could throw that on, man.
Okay.
We'll finish on that.
One more tin crack.
Have a quick tin crack going.
All right, tin crack, and I'll finish on that, and then
Oh, yeah, that is the best. Shout out to my girlfriend, Rocky, because she puts up with a lot of my Turbo Runner stuff, and I know she loves getting involved, but we're also expecting a little baby. Little Steve.
Tiny Turbo.
Tiny Turbs.
Thanks for coming, Turbo.
Thanks for having me,
guys.
Cheers.
My pleasure.